This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 465 for Thursday, July 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. Ice futures canola contracts are higher Thursday morning as persistent prairie weather concerns provide support. Canola up $13 to nearly $20, November up $19 at $809.90 per ton. January, it's up $17.70 at $804. While parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan are forecast to see some precipitation the next few days, the eastern prairies remain hot and dry, and many analysts are downgrading their expectations on the size of this year's Canadian canola crop. Early weakness in the Canadian dollar, which dropped below 80 cents and is trading at nearly its weakest levels in 3 months, was also supportive for canola, as that weakening currency makes crush margins more attractive and makes canola cheaper for international buyers. However, losses in Chicago soy oil, which is a bit softer this morning, did put some pressure on prices. In the U.S., activity is mixed, with the bias turning higher in many commodities. Soybeans, they are unchanged in the November contract now at $13.27 and a quarter per bushel after moving to both sides of unchanged overnight. Soy oil is a bit softer. Talk that the losses earlier in the week have brought in some fresh export demand was a bit supportive, although any confirmation of new business was lacking. Weekly U.S. export sales data is delayed until tomorrow, but the USDA did announce flash business of 122,000 tons of soy meal to Mexico this morning. Forecasts calling for a relatively favorable Midwestern weather did put some pressure on soybean prices, although there's still a long growing season ahead and plenty of areas of concern. The USDA releases its monthly supply demand report on Monday, and pre-report positioning should be a feature the next few days. Corn, it's also trading to both sides of unchanged. The bias turning lower, though. September down 2 cents at $5.40 per bushel. Dry areas of the Dakotas are forecast to see some rain over the next few days, and that's taking some of the weather premium out of the corn market. However, that moisture is seen as too little, too late as far as spring wheat in the region goes, and wheat futures are all higher this morning. Minneapolis up 6 cents in the September contract at $8.14 per bushel. Kansas City, 6 cents higher in September at $5.90 per bushel. And Chicago wheat turning mixed now, though, down 0.75 cents in the September contract at $6.21.5 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, July 8th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.